Paul Kelly, Triple M Aussie, nothing but homegrown rock and celebrating the brand new release from Powderfinger, Day by Day. We've got Cogsy to come before the end of the hour. We've got Darren Middleton now on the phone. Darren, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Becco. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I tell you what, it's exciting when some new Powderfinger material surfaces. I guess you thought, you know what, I could probably move on from the Powderfinger thing, and then this comes up. How about that?
I can never move on. Yeah, I know, it's amazing. It's been quite a crazy year for the band that has not really been a band for a while.
Well, exactly. I mean, but also I've got to say, and I think this is a reaction from everyone when they heard the song for the first time, how is Day by Day left off the album? Because it is a brilliant track.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We all, I mean, at the time, naturally, you make your decisions at the time. But when we sort of were digging around for this stuff and we found a whole bunch of it and went, this is actually, these are really good. What were we thinking at the time? But yeah, it's come up great. It's amazing. It's amazing.
So this was from the Vulture Street sessions, and you can hear a distinct difference between Vulture Street and Odyssey No. 5. I mean, a number of years between the albums, but it makes you wonder, how many other songs did you find as well?
I mean, we found a whole bunch. We always, when we come to re-release or there's some sort of anniversary for a record, we dig around a bit and see, you know, what we can add extra, you know, people haven't heard before, but we decided to dig a little deeper for this, for Odyssey, and see what we could find. And so, I mean, a few of the band members, myself, Ian and Bernard, we all had our own studios. So we all had our own kind of hard drive logs of just stuff we've recorded and written that didn't get used. And we all got together a little earlier this year. Oh, actually, no, late last year. And we stumbled across a whole bunch of stuff that we'd just let slip by for some reason. So instead of just putting a couple of bonus tracks on the Odyssey release, we thought there's actually a really good album here, and it spans a 10-year period, but it's kind of when the band is at the peak of their powers to a degree, you know, it's really good.
We'll talk more about these lost tracks with Darren after this, but this is Day by Day, new Powderfinger on Triple M Aussie. Day by Day, how good is it? How is that left off the album Vulture Street? It is Triple M Aussie with Becco. We've got Darren Middleton on the phone. This new album from Powderfinger later on in the year will bring us some new songs.
I think if you ever like their band, you're gonna like this stuff. There's some really good songs in there. I mean, all of us were just blown away going, was that us? Why did we let that go?
So I'm assuming these are all kind of rough sessions initially, and then is that the process? You found these on hard drives. They weren't finished, but then you would have had to have got them mastered in the last few months, I guess.
Yeah, essentially the songs, as you will hear them, are as they were when they were recorded. We had Nick Dedea, who's been our longtime producer, mixer. He remixed all the songs to bring them up to, you know, just up to a level, basically, where they should be. Yeah. And then we had them mastered, and then you kind of, they're done.
We're all excited about the album, which is coming a little bit later as well. And Darren, I guess we're hoping that there might be more to come next year. Fingers crossed for whatever is planned.
There's nothing planned.
See, I'm just throwing the carrot out there just to see.
I hear you.
Darren Middleton, thanks so much for the chat. And look, it is a brilliant track, so you can stream it and download it. And we'll catch up with Cogsy in the next 20 minutes. The drummer of Powderfinger to talk more about it. It's Triple M Aussie. Barnsley on Triple M Aussie. This is Becco. We're celebrating new Powderfinger Day by Day. We played it a moment ago. We caught up with Darren Middleton. Now it's Cogsy's turn. Cogsy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Becco?
Mate, doing well. What was it like going through all of the lost stuff in the various hard drives and then realising some of the things that have been put to the side are actually brilliant songs?
You know, there was a lot of crap as well. So we always had this saying in Powderfinger, you can't polish a turd. Hope that's not too rude for your show, but
no, it's not. It's very accurate. Yeah,
yeah, but there were some turds in there that we actually managed to polish a little bit, and then we found a lot of songs that I can't even remember recording or writing some of them, and that was really nice to hear those sort of things, and then of course like Nick the Deer comes in there and turns the songs that sounded good to really good. I know that sounds immodest, but I mean, it was like I was listening to a whole new band because I couldn't remember recording them or writing them. So it was really nice to sit back and just listen to someone else playing, really.
Are there any lost songs off Parables?
There's a whole lost album there that you shouldn't listen to, really. There's much better things to do, mate. Like watch Neighbours or something.
Day by Day is the first taste of this album, which is coming out soon.
It really
is a brilliant song, and at the time we were sort of listening to it going, okay, it certainly fits the Vulture Street sound. Can't believe that one was put to the side. But when you heard the session, I guess, on the hard drive, did it need much polishing after that?
Actually, probably not, because it was recorded in a studio and it was done, you know, like it was going to be on the album sort of thing. So I think Nick just did a few edits to make it, you know, all fit properly. But if that was recorded professionally, you know what I mean? Like, we're all actually doing it properly. Some of the songs were just recorded in like Darren's backyard studio, and yeah, this one's pretty much how it was recorded, and I don't know how it didn't make the album either, really.
I guess back then you still had limitations on length, but now it's just sort of, you know, you could put up 20 songs if you want to, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but a good album, you know, don't you want to listen to it and then want to listen to it again instead of going, oh man, this is going on and on sort of thing.
I think what you leave out of an album is it actually makes it a brilliant album. I still love a 10 song or a 12 song album. I don't have any problem with that. But streaming is changing that art form, I guess, which is a real shame, actually.
Although, what about this vinyl revolution or revival sort of thing? Are you into that at all?
I am. I mean, I actually, it's a shame because I used to love getting cheap vinyl off, say, eBay and whatever, and I do it like a lucky dip. I'd go and buy a box of vinyl, and it would be $40, and you'd have about probably 30 records turn up. 10 might be shitty. These days, because vinyl is so much back in fashion, you can't do that anymore. Everyone wants to buy vinyl.
But it's
great, though, for record companies and bands as well. So it's okay.
Yeah, and it's nice to have that artwork as well, you know, like when we were growing up, how you used to just stare at this big piece of artwork. It's great, you know, which sort of died a bit with CDs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I saw you on the video you put up on Instagram, and you're unwrapping the 20th anniversary special edition of Odyssey Number 5, and I was like, that's actually, you know, a pretty good bit of artwork. I didn't realise you're on the back.
Neither did I, mate. Yeah. But yeah, that's the way it ended up, eh? What about that?
Yeah.
Disgraceful.
Let's play one of those lost tracks from Odyssey Number 5. It's a brilliant cover of Iron Maiden, who would have thought? The Number of the Beast. This is Powderfinger on Triple M Aussie. Number of the Beast, as done by Powderfinger. It is Triple M Aussie with Becco. We've got Cogsy here from Powderfinger on the phone. We're celebrating a new release of Day by Day. Now, what's the goal? You're living on the Sunshine Coast still?
I am, yeah, on the sunny coast. I worked for the ABC for about 7 or 8 years.
Yes, I remember that now, and I was thinking, it's getting on my turf, getting into radio. But you were always the funny one, though, of Powderfinger. So when I sort of heard that, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mate, I did a journalism degree and I became a reporter for
no way.
However long, and then I presented a Saturday show for 3 years as well, like a 4 hours in the morning thing.
Yeah,
which was really good. That was heaps of fun. So it taught me the tricks of the trade from the ABC style. Not so much commercial stuff, you know. Like it's more like community and general sort of stuff. For the community, local radio very much so.
You're
news and current affairs.
Every single sort of stereotype of drummers.
Yeah, right. It was a little unhinged. There was definitely a lot of insanity in my show, which was just how I am a little bit. So I couldn't lose that. It was too hard.
No, I think that's bloody great. Are you still surfing?
Yeah, still surfing is when I can. But I've got 3 young kids, so, you know, they sort of take precedent over those sort of things, but yeah.
Let me play some audio of about 6 years ago we did a chat.
I don't touch jet skis, mate. I don't believe in that crap. If you need a bloody big motor that makes that much noise and you have to be on water to have fun, then you're an idiot.
So, Cogsy, what I didn't tell you at the time was I actually used to own a jet ski and I couldn't tell you at that point.
How do you go? Have you still got it?
No, I had to sell it because when you move to Sydney, you just can't use jet skis. And also, jet skiers, I think...
Your midlife crisis ended.
Yeah, it ended, and I needed the money.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Look, I think a lot of people have jet skis to do tow-ins and stuff like that. I still don't like them. It's not... You got to expend some energy to get a reward, right?
That's true. So, unfortunately, a lot of dickheads are on jet skis as well, and I'll be the first to admit it.
Oh, you said it. You said it. I didn't say it. No. I would have said wankers.
Well, Cogsy, great to catch up again, mate. Look, we can't wait to hear more of this this album, which will be out later on in the year. We'll always be living in hope that there'll be more touring and everything. Thanks for the new music, and we will catch up soon.
All right, Becco. Thanks for having me, mate. I really appreciate it.